الحمد لله رب العالمين له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن والصلوات الله وسلامه الأتمان الأكملان على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. بسم الله. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the most powerful, the creator of all the creations, the one who is not a body or a form, and the one who has no beginning and no end, the one who exists without a place, subhanahu. I ask Allah to raise the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, the best of the prophets and the seal of the messengers. May peace and blessings be upon him. Allah Ta'ala, the Almighty, said in the Quran Al-Kareem, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. This verse in the Quran in Surah Al Imran, Ayah 110, means you are the best of nations. You are the best of nations brought to the people, ordering the lawful, forbidding the unlawful, and believing in Allah. This was an address to the nation of Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. Allah Ta'ala also said in Surah Al-Ahzab, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اِتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. This ayah or this verse means, O you who believe, be God-fearing, and utter statements which comply with the religion, so that Allah may guide you to perform the good deeds and forgive your sins. The one who obeys Allah and His Messenger shall win greatly. Let it be clear that there are groups and sects of devious beliefs that emerged opposing the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Beware of those who oppose the religion of Islam and misuse the name of Islam and abuse it and commit acts that are not acceptable nowadays. Many groups emerged, and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said that among the people that will come after, they will claim to be following the religion, and they will be abusing the name of Islam. And know that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, whomever amongst you sees a munkar, an unlawful act, let him change it by his hand. If he was unable, then by his tongue. If he was unable, then by his heart. And that is the least of the iman, of the faith, related by Muslim. Many individuals emerged with extreme misconceptions and decided to form groups of their own, in which they started to oppose the religion of Islam. In Islam, we are obligated to warn from those who abuse the religion for their own hidden agendas. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. This ayah means, thus have we made the Muslim nation a justly balanced nation. Know that in Islam it is a must to warn from the doers of the evil. When the Prophet, peace be upon him, received the revelation of prophethood, he began to call the people to Islam. The Prophet made reference to the state of ignorance prevalent at that time in a hadith related by Muslim and others. He said, peace be upon him, when this religion started, it was strange to the people, and it shall be strange again as when it started. Extremely blessed at that time will be the strangers, those who correct what other people have contravened among the laws of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, which means, if you see my nation fearful of telling he who is unjust, you are unjust, then know the support of Allah is withdrawn from them. This hadith is referring to those who see the munkar, who see those who abuse the name of the religion and commit unlawful acts, those who oppose the religion, those who are extremists and their ideologies, those who permit the killing of others by the name of the religion, Allah Ta'ala withdraws His support from those people who are silent from exposing the extremists and those who have ill beliefs that contradict with the orders of God, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The Prophet, peace be upon him, orders us to command the lawful and forbid the munkar, the unlawful. He said, what means? He who does not respect the elderly among us is not merciful to the youngsters among us, and does not command the lawful and forbid the unlawful, is not following our methodology. By this, we as individuals in this society, we are responsible to clarify the truth and the path of the prophets. All of them, all the prophets taught the people the right way of life. All of them, beginning with Adam and ending with Prophet Muhammad, the last of the prophets, peace be upon him. And the companions who followed the prophet and those who followed them on the true path. They ordered al-ma'roof, the lawful and the obligations of God. And they forbade the munkar, the unlawful. They warned from the misguided groups and those who deviated with their sayings from the true path of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in a hadith warning against those who deviate from him and his methodology, said, أُنَاسٌ مِّن جِلْدَتِنَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ بِأَلْسِنَتِنَا تعرف منهم وتنكر دعاة على أبواب جهنم من أطاعهم قذفوه فيها. This hadith means there are people whose skin is the same color as ours, who speak the same language as we speak. They mix correct matters which you know with bad matters which you denounce. They mix the correct statements with the deviated ones. They stand by the gates of hellfire, inviting others to enter it. If one listens to them, they push him in. This is the hadith. This means there are some people who abuse the religion, who are in a disguise of being pious, being following the methodology of the Prophet, but they are not. Prophet Muhammad warned us from those people over 1400 years ago. And we are seeing these people nowadays. Some of us are silent about them. We do not expose them. Some of us don't know them. We are ignorant about them and about their falsehood. And some of us are falling short in ordering the obligations and forbidding the unlawful. It is of utmost importance for the Muslim, for the believer, and for the one who cares and is concerned about the societies, to look thoroughly at the person from whom he acquires his methodology and his knowledge. One of the scholars named Muhammad ibn Sirin, he said, إِنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ دِينٌ فَانْظُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ. The saying means, this knowledge contains the rules of the religion, so look thoroughly into the person from whom you acquire the knowledge of your religion from. In light of this, we seek to expose those who deviate from the path of the Prophet, peace be upon him, those who abuse the name of Islam and commit actions that contradict with the teachings of this great religion, that oppose the manners and the characteristics of Islam. In this case, knowing about those who oppose the religion, we are obligated to teach others about them and warn against them. Many individual groups emerged with extreme misconceptions. Among these groups, among the most popular ones nowadays, is a group called the Wahhabiyya or the Salafiyya, falsely. They claim to be Salafis or Wahhabis, or Wahhabism. This group of Wahhabis, they follow a man named Ibn Taymiyyah, who lived over 700 years ago, who died while he was imprisoned by the Muslim scholars because of his ill ideologies that opposed the religion of Islam. He had beliefs, extreme beliefs that opposed the religion of Islam. Also, they follow their founder, Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, who lived about 250 years ago. He is the one who found their ill beliefs and brought it from the sources of this man named Ibn Taymiyyah, who deviated from the creed of the Muslims. They liken Allah to his creations. They believe that Allah is a physical body with physical organs, and they consider the one who opposes them as a non-Muslim and is worthy of being killed. Therefore, they spread extremism and terrorism amongst the Muslim world. They consider the one who visits in respect and honor the grave of the Prophet, peace be upon him, or any of the prophets of God, peace be upon them, as associating partners with Allah, and this is due to their ignorance. They consider the one who praises the Prophet and seeks blessings from him or his traces as associating partners to Allah, and they are ignorant. And this is where their extremism starts, and this is from where they start permitting the killing of others. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. So the Wahhabis, they have their ideologies that lead them to permitting the killing of the Muslims. They have many other falsehood, many other beliefs mentioned in their books that oppose the true beliefs of Ahlul Sunnah, the true beliefs of the Salaf, the true Salaf, such as Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi, may Allah have mercy upon him, who said, when talking about Allah in his and his attributes, he said, the six directions do not contain Allah. Allah is clear from organs. Allah is clear from having a body or shape. Yet Wahhabis claim to be Salafis, but contradict this belief. Another group also among the extremists is named Hizb al-Ikhwan, which is a group who deviated from its founder. And its founder was named Sheikh Hassan al-Banna, who found the group called Hizb al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun, or the Muslim Brotherhood. Sheikh Hassan al-Banna was a good Muslim, a good pious Muslim. But after he died, they followed a man named Sayyid Qutb. Sayyid Qutb had many extreme beliefs that opposed the religion. They believe that anyone who deals with the local government, even in the slightest matter, is a blasphemer, mushrik. They consider him associating partners to God. So they deem him as a blasphemer, and they claim that he should be killed. And that is where their terrorism begins and their extremism emerges. A third group also, called Hizb al-Tahrir, they are the followers of a man named Taqiyuddin al-Nabahani. These people also have extreme beliefs with hidden agendas. They deem anyone that commits any large sin as a blasphemer, and they claim that the people are creators on their own, that they create whatever they do, and they oppose the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him, while claiming that they are the true followers of the Prophet, and that those who do not follow them are misguided. Another man who has extreme beliefs, named Al-Qaradawi, he has beliefs that oppose the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him. We are obligated to warn from him and his misguidance. In some of his sessions, we heard him claiming that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the best of the creations, makes mistakes in the Islamic teachings. He follows Wahhabis in some of his issues, and he is in love of Sayyid Qutb and his extreme beliefs, wal-iyadu billah. Also he follows Ibn Taymiyyah in claiming that hellfire's torture terminates and it ends, and that belies the sayings of Allah in the Quran, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, which talks about the dwelling in hellfire forever for the non-believers and the dwelling in paradise forever for the believers. Al-Qaradawi also belies the Quran in many different cases. We must warn from him and his claims. We must warn from those who oppose the true fundamentals of the religion, the purified teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Also, let it be clear that there are some people who abuse the name of Islam and use Sufism as a guise for them, and they are opposing true Sufism. They oppose the true Sufi fundamentals. Sufism means obeying Allah and refraining from sinning and doing the optional deeds. That is what true Sufism is, while detaching their hearts from worldly interests, obeying Allah in everything and refraining from sinning anything that Allah considered, that Allah rendered as unlawful, and doing the optional deeds for the sake of Allah. Those are the true Sufism. They used to order the ma'roof and forbid al-munkar in its entirety, and did not neglect the obligations of Allah. Among those who claim to be Sufis and oppose the true Sufism and the true Sunnah of the Prophet is a man named Hasan Qatirji. He follows Sayyid Qutb in his extreme beliefs. He claims that no matter how many times one curses Allah, he is still a Muslim as long as he does not choose another religion. He claims that the women must cover their faces, otherwise they are enormous sinners. He calls for extreme beliefs that permits the killing of Muslims for following the local governments, even in the smallest matters, following in that extreme methodology of Sayyid Qutb, wal-iyadu billah. Another extremist is a man named Nazim al-Qubrusuri. This man claims to be Sufi, following the Naqshbandi tariqah. However, let it be clear, for those who heard of him, and for those who are listening to him, and let him know that true Sufism is far away from what he claims. Among the deviations that he committed that oppose the clear text of Al-Quran is that he claims that reciting the last verses of Surah Al-Baqarah will make you attain a level higher than the prophets. And this belies the Quran. This belies the saying of Allah, وَكُلًّا فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, which talks about the prophets and that they have attained the highest of levels amongst the humans and jinn. True Sufis do not accept extremism in the religion. They abide by the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him. This man Al-Qubrusuli has very extreme and misguiding claims. In one of his books, he claims that one is not entitled to refute or object to any of the matters of his sheikh, even if he contradicts the pure rules of the religion. Why does he say this? So that his followers can follow him blindly without exposing his falsehood and his deviation from the Prophet, peace be upon him. And they relate a hadith that Allah said, I was a secret treasure and wanted to be known. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. This does not befit to Allah. This is a fabricated hadith. His people, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, follow him blindly and do not accept to listen to the truth. Also among what they say, The one who recites آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه, the ayah to its end. They claim that once a person reads this, even once in his lifetime, attains that which the prophets and the walis have not attained. These, dear listeners, are extreme ideologies. Such abhorrent lies do not befit the true scholars of Sufism, the true awliya of Allah, the true pious believers, such as Imam Abu Hanifa, and such as Imam al-Shafi'i, such as Imam al-Nawawi, such as Imam al-Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jailani, and such as Imam Shaykh Ahmad al-Rifa'i, and Imam al-Junaid al-Baghdadi. Those were true followers of the Sunnah of the Prophet. They were true pious people. But nowadays Sufi claimers oppose their fundamentals. They oppose the true Sufism. They contradict the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him. People such as Nazim al-Qubrusi must be warned from. They must be advised to follow the true Sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Another group also, they claim to be Sufis. They are called the Yashrutiyya Shaziliyya. It is said that they claim to follow Shaykh Ali Nuruddin Al-Yashruti from Tunis, who lived in Akka in Palestine. This man had followers, some of them deviated during his life, and so he disowned them. He was pious. They claim that Allah dwells in everyone, male or female. This is kufr. This is worse than the kufr of the Jews and fire worshippers. They claim that Allah is in everything. He dwells in things. In fact, one of them said to another, "You are Allah." وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. This wall is Allah. This form of blasphemy is among the worst. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. The true Sufis clear Allah from being in a place, from occupying a place, or being bound to boundaries or limits. Allah is clear from dwelling in things. Allah is clear from things dwelling in Him. He is not part of something, nor is something part of Him. Allah has no shape or limit or body. Allah exists without a place. Shaykh Ali Nuruddin, Allah guided by him some people, but the others misguided. Those Yashrutiyya today, when they gather, men and women, they shake hands of each other. They touch each other. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. They touch the hand of the marriageable woman and they say, "We are the people of the Sufi, of Tariqah." They deemed a haram matter as halal. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. A woman among them said, "I move my hand because Allah is in it." These people are disbelievers. They are not believers of Islam. They are not religious people. They are not true Sufis. And they have extreme thoughts and extreme ideologies. And they consider those who oppose them as misguided. And this is the kind of extremism that the Prophet, peace be upon him, taught us against. The Prophet, peace be upon him, ordered us to be moderate in our beliefs, to follow him, love him, and follow his teachings, love all the prophets, because all of the prophets came with the same religion, Islam. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, "Inna ad-deena 'inda Allah al-Islam." Another group, they are called the Tijaniyya. It was said that Abu al-Abbas al-Tijani, during the occupation of Morocco, his tariqah was changed and perverted between his followers. It's possible that he is not like them. It's possible that they are like the Yashrutiyya. But these people, they have a statement that contradicts the religion and the teachings of the Prophet. They say, "Oh Allah, raise the rank of the Prophet, the one who is really you." They claim the Prophet is Allah, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. They claim that Muhammad is Allah himself. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. We seek refuge by Allah from that. They claim that they are Sufis. They claim that anyone who takes their tariqah becomes better than the Qutb Wali, which is the highest of the pious believers. They sit in a circle and recite their wird, their dhikr, and claim that the Prophet sits with them, that the Prophet leaves his grave and sits amongst them. They have other false, strange beliefs. These people, the Tijaniya, are spreading around the people misguidance, and they claim to be true Sufis, and they are not. Another group is also called the Dandarawiya. The origin of this is correct, but those who follow it nowadays, they have perverted its origin. Abu al-Abbas al-Dandarawi was Egyptian. He was not like the Dandarawiya today. He was not like those people today who claim to be of his followers. Those people are lost. He was pious. They don't know Islam. They say, "O Allah, raise the rank of every creation and their creations." This is blasphemy. They claim that creations create. Al-Quran says what means Allah is the creator of everything. وَهَلْ مِنْ خَالِقٍ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. And Allah Ta'ala said, وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, which means Allah created everything. Allah is the creator of everything. So there is no creator other than Allah. But strangely, these people, they claim to read Al-Quran, yet they oppose it by claiming there are many creators and they don't know it. Yet they do claim to be Sufis, but Sufism is clear from them. We must clarify to people that Sufism is far away from extremism and from ill ideologies. Another group is called the Burhaniyya. Their Sheikh is Ibrahim al-Burhani. He was a bank agent, and then he claimed to follow the Sufi tariqah. He shakes hands of women, marriageable women, and women kiss him and kiss his hand without barriers. Both matters are forbidden in Islam. They were not the doings of the Prophet, peace be upon him. They have ill beliefs, extreme beliefs. They have a book called Awrad of Al-Burhani Tariqah. On page 30 and 31 they say, Allah inhabits the creations and it's possible for the slave to dwell in Allah. This is extreme blasphemy. We seek refuge by Allah from this kufr. This tariqah is not from the tariqah of the true Sufis. In fact, true Sufis warn people from it. No Muslim Sufi, no true Sufi, no true follower of the Prophet and his companions, and those who truly follow them, claim that Allah dwells in things. None of the true Rifa'iyya, or the true Qadiriyya, or the true Naqshbandiyya agree or claim that Allah claims that Allah dwells in his creations. However, nowadays, many of those who claim to be Sufis, they claim that Allah inhabits things. He dwells in things like the sugar dwells in the tea. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. But the Muslim, the true Muslim, the true follower of the religion of Islam, believes that God exists without a beginning and without an end. He does not resemble the creations in any way. He does not dwell in things, nor does things dwell in him. He created the creations from the state of non-existence to the state of existence. And he ordered people to follow the prophets. He created the prophets to teach the people about the religion. All of them came with one religion, Islam, but they had different laws. All of the prophets said, no one is God except Allah, God, the one who has the power to create, the one who everyone must worship. And all of them called their people to believe in them as true prophets. All of them, including Abraham and Moses and Jesus, and ending with Muhammad, they all said, no one is God except Allah. And they all ordered the people to follow the prophets. They ordered the people to believe that God is the most powerful, the one who hears everything and knows about everything, and the one who sees that everything that is seeable. They taught the people to glorify Allah, to glorify the attributes of Allah, that God is attributed with attributes of perfection, and He is clear from imperfection. He does not dwell in things. He is not part of things. His prophets are not His children or His sons. His prophets are His slaves. They are not part of Him. Jesus is not the Son of God, nor is Muhammad part of God, as some people claim. Rather, they are the slaves of Allah. They call to the true belief, to Islam. And Islam linguistically means submission, to submit one's will to God, to worship God alone, and not associate a partner to Him, and not to attribute a son or a part to God. There are many people who claim to be believers, but they are not. They think they are believers, but they do not know where they get the religion from. Many people nowadays claim to be Sufis, but they are not. They have false beliefs that oppose the Prophet's beliefs. Like those who claim that the Prophet, peace be upon him, knows everything that Allah knows. Those who claim to be Sufis, they are misguided by claiming that Prophet Muhammad has the knowledge of the unforeseen, including everything that Allah knows. Or those who believe that Muhammad is not human, that he is physical light. This belies the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet. At the same time, Prophet Muhammad does benefit us during his life and after his death, unlike what the Wahhabis say, unlike those who denounce seeking barakah and blessings from the prophets and from their traces, those who liken Allah to his creations and attribute to Allah the parts, the organs, the place, the direction, the weakness. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. These people, the Wahhabis, they oppose Sufis in its entirety. They claim that Sufism is shirk. But Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, dear listeners, are moderate. They do not follow the extreme Sufis, and they do not follow the extreme Wahhabis. They are moderate. They say, we must follow the Prophet and his teachings and be moderate. As Allah Ta'ala said in the verse that we mentioned before, that Allah Ta'ala made the Muslims a nation that is justly balanced, away from extremism. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, in the ayah, that means, and we made from water every living thing. Allah Ta'ala created water as the first creation. There was a time where water did not exist, and only Allah existed eternally, and there was no place, no direction, and nothing else existed other than Allah. And Allah Ta'ala created the creations and created the humans and the jinn to worship Allah alone. Dear listeners, we have put this together to warn from the falsehood and to call upon following the true teachings of the prophets, all of them, beginning with Adam and ending with Prophet Muhammad, and to follow the Sharia, the laws of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We have to acknowledge the usefulness of resorting to the fountains of truth and sticking to the sources of the true Sharia without distortion, as the right religious knowledge safeguards the people from all forms of extremism and terrorism. The Prophet, the prayers and blessings of Allah be upon him, was indeed right when he said, O people, you learn. Knowledge comes through learning, and scholarship through studying, which is related by Imam At-Tabarani with a good authentication. Also, the Prophet, peace be upon him, he ordered us and warned us from things that will occur nowadays and are occurring, which show that he is truthful. He said, rid yourselves of fanaticism, for it has destroyed those who were before you in time. Prophet Muhammad knew, Allah revealed unto him, that there will be a time where people will come and they will oppose the religion and claim to be following the religion, and they will be presenting danger and extremism and terrorism to societies, like those who permit the killing of others under the name of religion, such as those who we mentioned, Wahhabis, Hizbul Ikhwan, and others. We ask for religious piety as a solution to the hateful fanaticism that spreads in societies, supporting the unjust to be even more unjust, feeding on anger and living on hatred. We ask for piety to rid ourselves and our societies from all of that. It shall only be conquered by the sublime approach, by sticking to the pure religious piety. That only shall defeat our watching enemy, shall bring together the scattered lines, and shall strengthen back our one resolve. So come and walk in the path of the prophets and follow the way of Allah's messenger, for there is the happiness and there is the peace. We ask Allah to keep us steadfast to the teachings of the prophet, peace be upon him, to guide us and protect us from the misguidance and from the extreme beliefs and extreme ideologies of those Wahhabis, and those Hizbul Ikhwan, and those Hizbul Tahrir, and those who claim to be Sufis and oppose the true Sufism. And we ask Allah to keep us steadfast on the creed of the Prophet, and those who follow him truly, and those who authenticate their knowledge and ensure they know who they're taking their religion from. Like Imam Ibn Sirin said, this is religion. This knowledge contains the rules of the religion. So look thoroughly into the person from whom you acquire the knowledge of your religion. We ask Allah to protect us. We ask Allah for all of us to be wise and active in propagating the true message of Islam to the people, and to make us among the winners in the hereafter. And may peace, mercy, and blessings be upon us. And we ask Allah to grant us unity under the true concepts of the religion, the pure concepts of the religion, and Allah knows best. Wassalamu ala man ittaba al-huda.